This is what house music in Chicago is all about.
Had a lot of fun. Met a lot of cool people here. You know, I hope keeping friends, you know, for like a long time.
Some parties can have a really good vibe and you can just keep on dancing forever. And some are just so shitty that you don't even want to get off. But you always got to make the best of where you are.
Yeah. When I first went, it was really weird. It was like a totally different culture that I've never been exposed to. And once I went, I was pretty much sucked in.
Well, we got 4 blocks in this room and 2 blocks in the other room.
And what's a block?
A block consists of 2 stacks, which is, in each stack, there's 4 18s, 4 10s, and 4 mid-drivers and 4 high-drivers.
Okay. How many watts of power are all the speakers together?
Well, the amps powering them are 2,400 watts apiece in mono, and there's 3 amps per 2 stacks. So that would be 18 times 2,400. So that's like, anyone? It's gigawatts. It's about over 20,000, I'd say at least.
What would you say the sound pressure in here will be?
Right in front of the speakers, or out in the lobby? It'll be up there, probably at least about 125, 128. Range. We don't really have a meter, so I'm not the best
what's that equal to in
estimator
in the real world?
About jet plane right in back of it or so. That's about high intensity. It's enough to severely damage most people's hearing.
The laser I have is a 1 watt argon laser. It's made by Ion Laser Technologies. It was a medical laser, but now I'm using it for light shows.
I'm a promoter. I work for Spookle Productions in Chicago. That's what I do. I am in it for the music. I'm trying to revive the scene and make Chicago come alive again. That's what we're all about.
Promoters put these functions together, not just to be making the money. Some promoters are out here just to make the money, but real promoters are here down for the scene, for the people that enjoy themselves.
The best feeling I have is when I see kids go to the party and dancing, and when music really takes them, you know, when the DJ really moves the crowd, when there's a good vibe. That's the best experience I'm getting from the parties.
It's really, our purpose is not to provide a place where people can just do drugs randomly. You know, our purpose as a promoter is one to promote the music and one to promote a scene, a culture.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I've been in the scene for about 5 years, and I'm not the stereotypical raver girl. I've gotten married, I'm in the Navy, and I'm totally straight edge. And I'm disgusted because tonight some Navy guy got busted with $50 worth of coke, and I think that's ridiculous because you get a chance to take care of yourself and get a new life, and then you throw it away with something like that. That's not the way to be.
No, I want this on tape. He is a cocaine dealer.
If I see anybody talking to him,
the insecurity just popped his ass with $50 worth of cocaine. But we're so nice, we're gonna let him go this one time. Because we catch him again, he's in the Navy. He's in the Navy.
Oh, let's see that you want.
Say, oh, let's say your name.
That on the water.
What's his name? You know what? Okay. His name is the United States Navy. Ain't that up that our military is selling drugs to minors? That's really up. And I know this is really gonna be on video, and people are gonna see this. Cop your. My wife's in the Navy, and your. Disrespecting the
f***ing
branch of the service,
disrespecting. Yeah, the drugs, they definitely play a part. I mean, I believe people take them so they can dance longer. And, you know, they get into the music a lot more because, you know, drugs tend to do that. They are mind-altering substances. But, you know, I try to stay away from them as much as possible.
I don't know, about a year ago, like, I went to a Saturday party, and, like, I was walking around, you know, just working the crowd and saying hello to people, you know, all like that. And I keep seeing like little like 15-year-old kids running by with like bloody Kleenexes hanging out their nose because they're all fucked up on blow and shit, dude.
Crystal meth.
And crystal meth. That's what it's turned into.
That's the thing that scares me the most about this scene, I guess, too, is one of the ways that things have changed. I think that people party a lot harder now. Maybe there's just a lot more drugs.
They start younger and a lot more harder. Like, went from everybody doing a little bit of X, a little bit of G, to everybody doing cocaine, heroin, crazy.
I don't really do drugs, so I look at that unfavorably myself. But I think that you have to understand that in the United States, we live in a culture where drugs are prevalent. I think the worst experience I've had is with the so-called authorities, the police, who find it necessary to target these events. This was like the first major bust in Detroit, and we had it actually at a legal venue, and it was 18 and over. You know, we were carding people at the door, and they erroneously raided the party. They also brought a television station with them, you know, cameras with them. They showed up at the same time. What they did, they came in with guns drawn, which was I found like incredibly stupid. To go into a party atmosphere where it's dark and a lot of people in a relatively small area with your guns drawn. You know, anything could happen. So they came in with guns drawn, went through this whole thing, making everyone get on the floor, harassing people verbally and physically, and then at the end of the day had the nerve to give everyone a ticket for loitering in a place of illegal occupation, which it wasn't. For the amount of people that show up to these events, you know, the surprising lack of fights, for instance, you know, I think is astonishing. And for the police to target these kinds of events, I think is completely off the mark.
I mean, to understand this culture of rave culture, you have to really think about why is it that we're so connected to each other through music and dance and art. And this is what raves really are. It's about performance art. It's not about just having a good time. It's not about having a party and expressing this sense of, you know, just randomness that was, I think, some of the things that the 70s kind of lacked. It's more like togetherness, and it's more of the understanding of people. And it's more of a unifying element, because raves tie in the whole country.
White, black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, this and that. It's a whole feeling of togetherness. That's the whole thing. The music is to me is a color boundary of bringing everybody together to have fun.
The general mentality is one of togetherness and peacefulness. If you look at these events, instead of the status quo focusing in on a negative like drugs, what they really should look at is the multiculturalism of them, the lack of violence at them, the togetherness of them.
I love to dance. It's a feeling you can't get anywhere else. It's like you can dance in the room at home, but when you get to a party, it's
kind of goes to a thing of expressing, feeling, dancing, and being and socializing is a way of being free.
It's really about letting it all out through the music, letting your emotions out in one night, just like, getting that exercise.
Together, pumping
it out. Like,
music, man, I still enjoy the music and I still like the dance.
Go to a concert one night and pay like $12 to see 8 really great bands. Would you do it?
Yeah, when I first came here, you know, I thought it would be like a club, you know, because I've been to those a couple times, and, you know, I thought I'd come here to meet women, but I know it's all about the music and having fun, letting loose.